much of a gut punch is that for your team to do a lot of things right, so many things right for eight innings and not get success at the end?
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough loss. You know, that's baseball. You know, you got to ride the roller coaster. It's a long season. And, you know, for what it's worth, you know, if we're in a situation like that again, I put Gio right back out there. You know, he's a guy. He's our guy. You know, sometimes things don't go your way, and sometimes they do. You know, that's a tough one for us, but, you know, that's baseball. That's life.
Miles, going into this matchup, obviously you understand the cultural import of what Shohei is prior to the game more than maybe a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
How much were you looking forward to this game, just that matchup in general?
I was excited. You know, I'd been in Japan for 3 years and hadn't gotten to face him, had gotten to see him, but, you know, hadn't got to, you know, kind of face off against him. So it was fun to see him in the box. And what he's doing for baseball is tremendous, as far as growing the sport and kind of opening people's eyes to the talent that's available over there in the MPB. And, you know, hopefully he's, you know, just, you know, one of the first guys to really, you know, kind of bridge that gap, and hopefully we start seeing a lot more of those guys coming over here.
For you as a competitor, you get a chance to duel against him the way you did and pitch as well as you did. I imagine that probably was pretty satisfying.
Yeah, you know, I match up well against the Japanese guys, so it was fun to, you know, fun to duel it out. Anytime you're facing, you know, a guy with his kind of stuff, you know, one of the top guys in the league, it, you know, makes the game all more fun. You know, we're out here to compete. That's what makes the game fun, and we put some good swings on some of his pitches and gave him a run for his money.
Miles, with the way the season's gone, it's not been one thing. It's been this thing or that thing hitting, not synced up with the pitching. So obviously it's been rough. How do you think the team is handling trying to fight through this?
You know, we're doing our best. It's sink or swim, and, you know, that's baseball. It's a team sport. You know, everything's got to sync up just right in order to, you know, win these ball games. And you've got good wins, good losses, and bad losses. You know, tonight's a tough one, but, you know, I don't think we're going to sit on our hands and get sad about it. We got a game tomorrow, you know, early in the day, and that's a ball game we got to win.
In the press conference, Ollie preached the importance even now of staying patient and staying the course. Mm-hmm. How difficult can that be when that course is not yielding the results you're desiring?
It's tough. I almost, you know, pardon my friends, I almost lost my shit in the third inning there. The way that they kind of scored those runs, you know, blooper through the infield, couple ground balls, a ball hits off third base, just kind of summed it all up for me. Just, you know, give up two runs on weak hit stuff and ground balls. You know, it was really, really frustrating. But, you know, I stayed the course, stayed patient, and, you know, had another couple good innings. And, you know, that's baseball. You just can't let one inning or one game derail you from your path.
As a leader of the team, how can you help this clubhouse keep that same mentality, or is it something that you think you guys have covered on your own?
You know, as a pitcher that only gets to really contribute every couple days, you know, sometimes it's tough, and you're searching for ways to help the team. But I'll be on that top railing all game tomorrow, cheering his team on, trying to help us win, trying to pick their pitchers apart, you know, picking our guys up, giving high fives, you know, doing my homework, getting ready for my next game. You know, that starts tomorrow. And, you know, first and foremost, take care of myself, get myself ready for my next start. But just being here for the team, cheering on, helping guys, patting them on the back, giving high fives, trying to keep spirits up.
How do you keep that, like a stress like that, like you mentioned, those runs they scored, from growing or snowballing into something bigger, especially when you've seen that happen? Like, you know, you've had some of those bad breaks this season.
You know, it's frustrating. Sometimes you got to throw a chair or a stool and just kind of let the frustration out and reset and go back out there and remember what you're out there to do. You know, I'm not out there to throw a fit after giving up a couple unfortunate runs. You know, they still put the ball in play. They, you know, they still had good at bats, and, you know, they did their best with good pitches. And, you know, sometimes you got to respect that and not let that upset you too much. Just, hey, I'm making good pitches. If I keep doing the same thing, I should have another couple scoreless, and that's what happened.
Did you wreck any furniture after you came off the field that inning?
No, I did not. I restrained myself.
That's okay. Miles, Ollie talked about just how passionate a lot of people in the clubhouse and on the team are. Can you kind of share with us just the mental state of the team at this point in the season?
You know, I'd be lying if I said we weren't frustrated. It's been a frustrating start to the season, but, you know, this is, you know, we come back and make the playoffs and win a World Series. You know, that's how you get a Disney movie. So, you know, we got that to look forward to. And, yeah, you know, we're frustrated, but we got a lot of veterans here that know what to do, and they know it's a long season, and we're gonna do whatever we can to win as many ball games as we can and put our best foot forward and, you know, grind it out, and, you know, whatever the outcome may be, we're gonna make it hell on everybody we play from here on out, that's for sure.
So one more question regarding Ohtani. As you mentioned, you faced him for the first time, but yeah, he got two hits. What did you see from the mound, like hitter Ohtani?
He looked good in the box. I didn't really throw him any good pitches till his last at bat when I got him out. I'm trying to go away with those fastballs, and they kind of stayed middle. And, you know, I think it's, you know, to keep him on the ground, I think is key. Don't let him get the ball in the air, cause he's got so much power, but, you know, he kept the ball on the ground. The damage was minimal, but he's a patient hitter, but I finally figured him out that last at bat. So if I see him again, I know what to do.